go ahead, give yourself that grace to grow and evolve. You're going to be changing the problems that you solve as you go. Hey, homemaker, and welcome back to the Hearty Homemaker Podcast. My name is Brianne, your new mom BFF. I'm a wife, mom, homemaker, and entrepreneur saved by grace, passionate about motivating mamas to step into the calling that God has placed on their lives. I truly believe that God is raising a generation of Proverbs 31 women to lead the way and show what it looks like to not only steward your family and home well, but to also use your gifts and talents to make an impact in the world. On this podcast, you can expect to hear episodes on how to balance your home life and entrepreneurship without sacrificing time with the ones you love most. Some topics include faith, simplifying your home, business decluttering, marketing, and much more. Sounds like your kind of podcast? Then you are totally in the right place. I'm so glad you're here, Mama. Welcome home. Hello, homemaker, and welcome back to another episode of the Hearty Homemaker Podcast. I'm your host, Brianne, and on today's episode, we're going to talk about a topic that everyone and their mother likes to talk about in business, and that is niching. Now, some people like to pronounce it niche. Other people like to pronounce it niche, especially when they're using the phrase, the riches are in the niches, but however you decide to word it, it is still the same. A niche is a niche. A niche is a niche. In total transparency, this is one topic I used to struggle with in the past so much because a lot of people, when they talk about niching, they're going to go ahead and tell you this. They're going to tell you, you need to niche down so much and get super specific on what you are offering and who you're offering to. And that sounds great, don't get me wrong, but it can also be confusing because what if you narrow down too much? Like, what if you get so specific on the person you want to serve and the offering that you want to serve that you turn off everyone in the process? Like, am I right or am I right? I mean, it sounds complicated, but in today's episode, I'm going to go ahead and break down a niche for you clearly into something that is not only understandable, but I'll tell you whether or not you need a niche. So are you ready? If so, buckle up, Buttercup, because we're going to go ahead and jump right on in. So the question is, what is a niche? Well, simply put, a niche is the problem that you solve for somebody else. And that's it. I can end the episode right there, but I'm not going to. And it just makes it a lot easier knowing a niche is a problem you solve for someone else. And when you are approaching your business and thinking of an offering, you just need to get super clear on what the problem is you solve for your ideal client, like we mentioned a couple episodes ago. And when you're thinking about an offering, you need to ask yourself, what problem do I solve for others? So let's go ahead and use the example of photography. I'll go ahead and use my bestie as an example. So my bestie, her ideal client is a mom on her journey to becoming a mother. The problem she solves is that she photographs a mother's journey from maternity to birth and when a newborn comes into the world. Therefore, her niche is that she is a bump to baby photographer. And from the time the mama has her bump to the time that the baby is earthside, she is there to photograph it all. Now let's go ahead and use another example. So let's say you are a mom who wants to create an online business wanting to sell a digital product. Let's say your God-given gift is that you know the secret to having your baby fall asleep through the night at a month old. The problem that you solve is that you teach new moms how to have their baby sleep through the night at a month old. Boom, that easy, that's your niche. So for this example, you would create a digital product for the new mom wanting to have their baby sleep through the night. Hey, homemaker, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I wanted to hop in super quick and let you know about a brand new freebie I created for you. You know, lately I have had a ton of people slide into my DMs and messages asking, how do I keep my home clean all the time? So I thought I would share my secret with you. Introducing the Tidy Home Freebie. The Tidy Home Freebie is my exact cleaning routine on how I keep my home clean and sparkly. So to grab your copy of the Tidy Home Freebie, head over to hardyhomemaker.com/tidy or go to the link in the episode's description. Again, the link is hardyhomemaker.com/tidy or go to the link in the episode's description. Now back to the episode. So let's do one more example. Let's say you have a dream of starting a boutique to sell clothes, but not any sort of clothes. You love sewing and making your daughter bell-bottom jeans. So the problem that you solve is that you are the go-to Etsy shop for toddler bell-bottom jeans. Boom, that's simple. And knowing you would be the go-to Etsy shop for toddler bell-bottom jeans, your marketing and messaging would be geared towards moms and potentially grandmas as your ideal client. So that's a niche. Now the question is do you really need one? And the answer is a big whopping yes-ish. Now hear me out when I say the ish, because I know personally when I started out in business, especially when I started out in photography, I had to try every single genre of photography before I landed on wedding photography. But for the most part, I would say yes. Definitely niche down if you know the exact problem that you solve. Now, I do want to forewarn you as you journey into niching. Over time, it is going to change. The niche and the problem that you solved last year may not be the same as the one that you do now. So go ahead, give yourself that grace to grow and evolve. For example, there are podcasts that I listen to. I resonate so much. I mean so much with their earlier episodes, but I cannot resonate at all with their newer ones. And it's because they evolved and changed as a person. And so did their ideal client that they were serving on the podcast. And I just don't fit that mold anymore. It's not the podcaster's fault. It's because they solve other problems for other people, again, that I just don't resonate with. And so that's kind of an example. But again, go ahead, give yourself that grace to grow and evolve. You're going to be changing the problems that you solve as you go. Okie doke. And so there you have it. That's what a niche is, and if you should have one. So if you found this episode to be helpful, and I pray that you did, go ahead and send it to a friend that needs to hear this. And other than that, friends, I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your week. And until next time, I'll chat with you super soon. Bye for now. Bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening to the Hardy Homemaker podcast. For resources and materials, head over to hardyhomemaker.com. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend, or better yet, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that more mamas can find this podcast and live a simpler lifestyle too. Who knows? You might even have your review highlighted at the beginning of one of the next podcast episodes. As always, I am praying for you, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week. Until next time, I'll chat with you soon.